There are many mistakes one can make as an investor. Today, I would like to present to you what are, in my opinion, the 10 biggest mistakes, hoping to keep you from doing them. Welcome to Learn to Invest, a podcast by Money Masters with me, your host, Robert. Here you will learn how to invest like a money ninja. Let's get started. Hi, Scott. Welcome back. How's it going?
Hello, Robert. All is well here. How about yourself?
All is well here as well. Very good. All right. So again, I would like to talk about the 10 biggest mistakes in investing. But before I present my 10 biggest mistakes, Scott, what would you think could be like common big mistakes that people do when they try to invest? Have you any idea about that?
Going all in? I don't know. I'm just thinking of poker.
All right.
Here.
Yeah. So yeah. Not
going
too,
all in.
Not to diversify. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. I don't know, probably not knowing what you're doing, like, you know, investing based off of limited information, right?
That's good.
Seems risky.
So without having some knowledge, just to go all in like a stupid idiot.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to put all of my money right into this.
Okay. Yep. Anything else?
Maybe not having a backup or something. I mean, maybe it goes to diversification that you mentioned earlier, but not having a safety net, a proper safety net in place, perhaps.
All right. Okay.
I can't make it to 10. There's no way. I'm stretching it to 3.
Okay. Let me get started with my 10 ideas here, the 10 biggest mistakes. So first one, I think, which is very common, and maybe many years ago I was the same, is to hope for somebody else to take care of it. Yeah. For example, in the beginning, when you think about, you know, investing, building wealth, these kind of things, the first impulse that you have is to go to the bank and ask them for help. Yeah. Could you please tell me what to do? Something like that. Or maybe hoping that your father or whoever will tell you what to do. Yeah. Or maybe even worse, hoping that the government or whoever will take care of you. And I think that's a big mistake. So, for example, if you go to a bank or to an insurance company, of course, they are most interested in their commissions. Yeah, they want to sell you some products, and they're not so much interested in having the best results, best returns for you. So I speak with many people who went to the bank, for example, let's say 10 years ago, and then 10 years later, they check the performance, and they're really disappointed. They spend a lot of money to the bank, but didn't really get anywhere. So I think that's a very common mistake. So you have to realize that you are responsible for yourself, for your own finance. The second one is this kind of goes to what you just said. You said that people don't have enough knowledge. And I would say that you really need to have a clear strategy. Yeah. So it's not enough just to have some knowledge. You really have to break it down into clear steps. You have a clear strategy to exactly know what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And again, I talk to many people about this topic, and oftentimes they say, well, yeah, I want to invest in stocks. Okay, so but how? Yeah, I want to invest in an ETF. Okay, which ETF? Well, something, MSCI, All Country World Index, something like that. Yeah, but it's not enough to know what you want to buy. You also have to know when to sell it, how to protect the gains, how to manage the investment. Is it really just going to be pure passive investing? If so, are you aware that there are big risks related to that? You can have a big drawdown of 50, 60%. Oh, no, I didn't know that. I thought it's very safe. Ah, okay, so you didn't really think about it too much. So you really have to put some effort into it, really develop a clear strategy. Again, I think there are much better ways than passive investing. And so that's the most common mistake as well, or one of the most common mistakes, not to have a clear strategy. On the other hand, to go to the other extreme, it would be a mistake to overcomplicate things. Yeah. Of course, you have to have a strategy, but if you are really developing a very complicated, too complex strategy, it's very likely that the strategy will not work as well as you are hoping to. You're gonna make some mistakes. Yeah. The more active you are, the more mistakes you can make. And I believe that simple strategies work best. So overcomplicating, in my view, is also a big mistake. Yeah. It's better to stick to easy, simple strategies. But then once you have a strategy and once you developed some clear rules, the next mistake you can make, and this is also very common, and I kind of have to say I'm guilty of that as well, is not to stick to your own rules. Because in theory, it's easy to develop a strategy, to develop some clear rules, but then once you are actually applying that strategy, it becomes really difficult to stick to those rules because emotions play a role. So therefore, this is really something we have to work on to really stick to our rules. And of course, the easier the strategy is, the clearer the rules are, the more easy it is to stick to the rules, but it still could happen that you break your own rules. And most of the time, that's not a good idea. Next one is not to adapt to the market environment. So you either have to have a strategy that is adapting to the market environment automatically. So there has to be some kind of automatic flexibility adapting to the changing market environment, or you have to be aware of it, that you apply your strategy only when the market environment is right. Yeah. But in any case, nothing works all the time. Yeah. No strategy works all the time. Yeah. So you have to be aware of that. Next one is not to seize big opportunities when they come along. And so this really demands preparation. You have to prepare in order to recognize big opportunities. And then in order to, quickly act and seize those big opportunities. So therefore, you really have to do your homework in advance, build up knowledge, develop a clear strategy. And then once the big home run opportunity comes along, you have to pitch. Next one is to be a pessimist. So there's always a reason to be a pessimist. There's always something going on. Yeah, whether it's some kind of war somewhere in the world, or I don't know, some other economic crisis, there's always a good reason to be fearful. But if that keeps you from acting and from investing, then you will never build up wealth. A certain amount of fear is actually good for the market. There's also a saying that the market is climbing up a wall of fear. Yeah, so a certain amount of fear is good. The other extreme would be when people get really greedy. And oftentimes, when people are really greedy, the market is, or the bull market is coming to an end, and there's going to be a bear market. So, therefore, a certain amount of fear is actually good for the market. But you cannot be a pessimist. If you must not be a pessimist. If you're a pessimist, whether it's the stock whether you're investing in the stock market or real estate, wherever, if you're thinking that the world will come to an end, this will really keep you from investing and building wealth. So there's no other choice but to be to be an optimist. So moving on, a big mistake many people are doing is to listen to finance media, to news, or to some finance gurus. You have to realize that nobody knows shit. Yeah. And especially finance media, news, and these crash gurus, they make a business model out of fear and negative news. And they don't really know anything. Yeah. The best thing you can do is to stick to your strategy, to just listen to what the market is telling you. Yeah. Listen to momentum, listen to price action, and don't get lost in finance media and these kind of things. Also, I think it's a mistake to listen too much to what your friends and family think, or maybe what you think they might think. Yeah, maybe you're not speaking with them, but you think, well, they probably think this way, and that's why I would rather not do that. So, especially if, of course, if your friends and family, they are not deeply familiar with investing topics. Yeah, you shouldn't listen to what they are thinking or what they are saying. They will most likely give you wrong advice, either because they want to keep you from making mistakes, or maybe even because they don't want you to rise above them. Yeah. So if you do what everybody does, you will get the results that everybody gets. So if you want to get extraordinary results, you have to be willing to do extraordinary things. You have to think for yourself, develop a strategy, stick to your strategy. Last one is to get lost in content, whether it's books, YouTube, or podcast. Yeah. Of course, there's some need to, as we said, to build up knowledge. Yeah. Of course, you have to inform yourself. But if you are doing mental masturbation, yeah, that's not a good thing. You really have to apply the knowledge. Yeah. Knowledge that is not applied is worth nothing. And there's always another new shiny object, another new idea, another new strategy. But you have to get started somehow and get some real life experience. Yeah. So those are my 10 biggest mistakes in investing, Scott. You would probably agree that mistakes are a great teacher, right?
I think so, yes.
I believe so too. I think you always should analyze your mistakes and learn from that. But do you know what is even a better teacher than making mistakes or learning from your mistakes? I think it's learning from other people's mistakes. So you don't have to do them yourself. Because there are some mistakes that can be fatal, especially here in investing. So you really have to be aware and really have to be careful and must not do those mistakes. Therefore, I do recommend to surround yourself with other people who are also interested in this topic of investing, to talk and discuss with them and to learn from their experience as well. All right, so that's it for today. Thank you very much. Quick reminder, I've written an ebook called Natural Laws of the Stock Market. As I explained before, this ebook is showing you on only 50 pages the most important inherent characteristics of the stock market. You really need to be aware of them if you want to be successful on the stock market. If you are not aware of them, you have no chance of succeeding. So please check that out. I will put the link in the description. May the momentum be with you. Until next time. Bye bye.